In the news this month, Pluto loses planetary status. Mars Odyssey discovers geysers on the red planet. ESA's Smart 1 probe heading for impact. At the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly in August, astronomers voted to demote Pluto, known as the outermost planet of our solar system since its discovery by American Clyde Tombaugh in 1930. The rocky body now becomes one of the larger members of the class known as dwarf planets, a category which includes the large asteroid Ceres and the object currently known as 2003 UB313, whose discovery by Mike Brown and colleagues last year once again brought about a debate over the status of Pluto. The vote, held as part of the General Assembly's closing ceremony on August the 24th, resulted in an official definition of a planet as a celestial body that is in orbit around the Sun, has sufficient mass for its self-gravity to overcome rigid body forces so that it assumes a hydrostatic equilibrium, nearly round shape, and has cleared the neighbourhood around its orbit. This disqualifies Pluto on the grounds that it orbits within the Kuiper Belt, a region of numerous small rocky bodies, and therefore has not cleared its neighbourhood. Not all astronomers are happy with the decision, and the debate is likely to continue. You can hear highlights of the vote in the Jodcast interview feed on our website. NASA's Mars Odyssey probe has discovered evidence of geysers on the south polar cap of the red planet. The cap, made largely of carbon dioxide ice, which freezes out of the atmosphere during the southern winter, has been imaged using the Thermal Emission Imaging System, or THEMIS, an infrared camera on board the Mars Odyssey spacecraft. The images, taken over more than 120 days, show spots appearing on the ice, with associated fans of darker material appearing from days to weeks later. These fans are thought to be caused by dust particles carried up into the atmosphere by the force of the eruption and falling to the ground sometime later. The scientists who made the discovery, Hugh Kiefer, Philip Christiansen, and Timothy Titus, suggest that the carbon dioxide ice sheet begins to melt at the base, building up pressure which is eventually released when the ice ruptures at a weak point, sending a high-speed jet of material upwards a few hundred feet into the thin atmosphere. After a highly successful mission, the European Space Agency's Smart 1 spacecraft will impact onto the lunar surface on September the 3rd. After launch on the 27th of September 2003, the probe tested a new ion engine, reaching the Moon in November 2004. As well as the new engine, intended for future interplanetary travel, Smart 1 tested other technologies for long-range communications, autonomous navigation, and miniaturized instrumentation. Intended to collect science data for 6 months, its operations were extended by a year after early successes. The impact will now occur on the near side of the lunar surface on September 3, 2006, and is predicted to occur at 0551 GMT at a latitude of 36.44 degrees south and a longitude of 46.25 degrees west, or, because of uncertainties in lunar topography, at 36 minutes past midnight GMT at latitude 36.4 degrees south, 43.5 degrees west. More up-to-date information can be found on the ESA website at www.esa.int.